Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
If you're a casual listener to The Burt Show today, you're definitely making a decision if you like us or not.
I think they tuned out a long time ago. They're like, this is too much trauma for 9 a.m.
I mean, we have really done a deep dive this morning. I didn't see it going in this direction when we started it. But we have been playing with this ChatGPT prompt this morning that one of you guys hit me up in Instagram yesterday, and we've all gone around the room and had ChatGPT just pick us apart from the outside in. And it says, with everything you know about me, tell me uncomfortable truth. I need to know and be brutally honest. I did mine. Mo did his. You can go onto the podcast and listen to those. But it has been brutally accurate so far.
Definitely woke me up. That thing be talking to your soul.
Now, Abby's might be different level because she does use ChatGPT so much in your personal life. So it knows you better than it knows Mo and I.
Yeah, we're besties. I mean, I wouldn't say I talk to it all the time, but there have been some moments where I've just needed somebody to talk to that's not like a person who I've said the same situation to over and over again, or my mom, who I already vent to about literally everything. Sometimes you need like an outside perspective with all the data information it can gather from, you know, web sources.
I don't think I realized how much Amanda uses it with her ChatGPT friend, because she's sending me a transcript of them talking back and forth, and it's like paying her all sorts of compliments, like with your sense of humor, this, and and just like pumping her up.
I'm taking notes. I'm like, this is really good personal information on how to talk to people, because it is egging me on and I'm eating it up.
All right. So if you want to do this with yourself again, the prompt is, with everything you know about me, tell me uncomfortable truth I need to know and be brutally honest. And Abby said, we're not allowed to edit it as we go along. So whatever she sees, she says.
I'm nervous. Okay, so I've already written it out. I added the little shtick at the end saying I'm a co-host on The Burt Show. I also added that I am the host of my podcast, to be ultra specific. So I'm sure it's going to pull some nasty reviews and we'll see what it says. Okay, oh my gosh. Okay, it's loading. All right. Well, since we're not editing it, I'll just start reading it while it's writing. All right, Abby, no fluff, no ego stroking. Rude. All right, you're asking for brutal honesty, so here it is. With full respect for who you are, what you've built, and where you're trying to go. Oh my God, okay. Number one, your brand is strong, but it's not unique enough yet. You're in a saturated space, lifestyle influencer, podcast host, radio co-host. You've got a platform, but so do a million other women your age with curated aesthetics with decent engagement. What makes you indispensable? What makes people say, I have to follow Abby? That clarity isn't fully there yet. You need to lean into the one thing nobody else can copy, your voice. Raw, flawed, deeply specific takes and moments. Right now, some of your content still feels a little too polished, too safe, two pretty girl with a mic. Oh, it thinks I'm pretty.
That's
what you got.
That was so nice.
Besides the pretty comment, does any of that resonate with
you? Yeah, that's pretty brutal, because I think in this industry, you're always told you're not indispensable. And I think to some extent that's true. And I think it's kind of begging the question, like, how honest do you want to be with your audience? And that's a tough question to ask. Or it's a tough question to answer, because you don't know if certain vulnerabilities or things you open up about, you don't know if it's going to be worth it. And that's constantly kind of the game you're playing with yourself, is how much am I going to give of myself to an audience? Because I don't know if it's something that's even going to be worth it in the long run.
And I made the misconception years ago that I felt like the audience would give you some grace if you were gutsy enough to show them the real vulnerability, the real ugly parts of yourself. And I learned quickly, they are not.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to. Not.
Grace, less than judgment.
Yeah, for sure. And also, I think like that's a mild insecurity of mine of just kind of feeling like, especially when I joined the show, I was like, oh, I'm just another, you know, basic blonde white sorority girl that they hired. And I think there's a little bit of insecurity that I'm quote unquote basic. And yeah, maybe I just need to do a deep dive into what makes me.
Because I don't agree with any of that so far. I think you... We're learning more and more and more, and I think you have a lot of depth, and I am always impressed with how much both of you guys are willing to share. You specifically, especially lately, have really given it up, so I don't feel like that applies in real life.
Okay. All right, number two, your body goals conflict with your actions. You want a Sydney Sweeney-type body, lean, muscular, sexy, strong, but you don't strength train. Pilates and walking are great, but this is mean.
Damn, is it right?
But I guess, I mean... I'll finish this, but they don't build the glutes and the muscle tone you're picturing. This is the hard truth. If you want the body, you have to train like the women who have it. That means getting uncomfortable with weights, sweating more than you want to, and fueling like an athlete, not someone just trying to lose 10 pounds.
Hey, oh, man.
I mean, you do take your daily walks around Chastain, but
yeah.
Is that your goal? Is to have a body like Sydney Sweeney?
Oh my God. Yeah. Like yep. I think, when you have the perfectionist gene, that infiltrates every area of my life. So I think as a woman, because so much, and this isn't necessarily coming from me, but just society wise, like a lot of value is put on women's looks. And I don't think that's a dumb thing to say, because so many women are just rewarded and get things because of how they look. And I think when you're constantly surrounded by beautiful women that get opportunities because they are quote unquote more attractive than you, you see that as a area of improvement for your life. And so I'm like, okay, well, if that's what I need to do to be a certain level of successful, then yeah, I'm gonna do it. Mm. So yeah, that's number two. All right, number three, you're not capitalizing on your audience the way that you could. I have 19,000 followers. I'm going to adjust that. 18,800 followers is solid, but how many of them are actually converting to listeners, buyers, or loyal fans? If you're not turning followers into email subscribers, community members, or customers, then you've built a digital billboard with no call to action. Mm-hmm. You have a warm audience just sitting there. You're likable, but now's the time to be undeniable. That means offer them more realness, more ways to connect with you. More reasons to say, take my money? Who am I talking to?
What?
I feel like you guys got a nice little therapist. I'm talking to like a business coach.
Burt did say that would happen.
And this is basically saying you're not selling enough to your audience. That's crazy.
It knows more about you though than it does about Mo and I.
I mean, I think to an extent, like there's some truth to that where I am kind of looking at the state of the industry and I'm kind of recognizing the state of the platform that we're on. And I'm like, okay, well, there may be a point in my career when I do have to find a way to support myself financially with the own platforms I've built. And so maybe to an extent, like that's what it's calling out. Like, okay, you have this audience and this incredible opportunity, but are you doing enough with it? And I think that's a question I've asked myself over the last year, and I'm trying to figure it out, but it does feel a little harsh to be like, sell more to the people that like you.
I mean, you're taking some of your audience out the country with you. That should count for something. Yeah. That's huge.
And I think now that the trend really is not about the amount of numbers, it's about the quality of the person that's following you. So it's not if you have a million followers. If you only have 20 that really love you and buy into what you're doing, that's where the success really comes from now. As far as radio goes, we're all feeling that insecurity. Like, we're all starting to plan for the end of radio because we're not even sure radio is going to be around another 5 years.
Yeah, exactly. So thanks, ChatGPT, for that one. Okay, number five, you've gotten too comfortable being relatable. It's time to be aspirational.
Whoa.
This is so mean.
Oh, okay.
You've built a brand on the approachable, down-to-earth millennial woman, but the women who rise above the noise aren't just relatable, they're leaders. They make bold choices. They're polarizing. They take stances, show off their growth, brag a little, shine a lot. People want to see where you're going, not just where you've been. Right now, some of your content is girl next door, but to really scale, you need to be the woman everyone wants to become. Mm. Wow. That's a deep insecurity.
I feel like maybe
there's a slight theme here, a bit, in what all of it's saying is like you're really just holding back. Do you think you hold back a lot?
I don't know if it's me holding back or if I'm getting stuck in old patterns. I feel like the first 2 years of me moving here is I felt like I was running on a treadmill that wasn't going anywhere. I felt like I was doing so much growth in different areas of my life. And for whatever reason, things stalled, whether it was for health reasons or just anxiety reasons. I felt like I was kind of at a standstill. And I feel like the last year, the word I've kind of given myself, because I've given myself a word for every year that I've been here. The first one was like brave. The second one was bold. And for me, I was like, I want this to be my butterfly year. I want this to be the year that all the work that I've kind of laid the foundation for, I want that to finally go somewhere. So maybe that's the aspirational aspect.
I don't know. Here's where I also think that ChatGPT can get it wrong. Is it that personal? Like, it's asking you maybe to be something that you're not.
Well, I think if we're going on the whole trying to make a career out of being an influencer thing, I think maybe there's some truth to being the type of person that people follow because it is inspirational to look at. Like, there's women that I follow that I enjoy watching their content because they're just so different from, they're so polished and, you know, their whole life looks so beautifully curated. And I think to some extent, like if you're going to build a career off of that, I think your audience to some extent enjoys that type of content, especially from a woman's perspective. Okay, this is the last one. You say you want to grow, but do your actions match your ambition? Everyone says they want to go big, but big requires sacrifice. Less time scrolling. Yep. More time executing. Less energy wasted on comparison. More poured into strategy. You're talented. You've got instincts. But are you going to consistently do the unsexy work that real growth demands? Mm. Building systems. Sending cold emails. Reviewing analytics. Rewriting the captions that don't hit. Being brutally honest about what's not working and fixing it fast. Wanting more isn't enough. You've got to act like you've already have it. You're this close, Abby, but this next version of you, she's built in the dark. She's forged in the gym, in the rebranding docs, in the hard conversations with yourself. It's not about being perfect. It's about being powerfully honest and bold enough to evolve. Let me know if you want to help building that version of you. That's what it says at the end.
Sounds exhausting.
Wait. Yeah, this is a lot.
I'm so glad I'm on the back end of my career so I don't have to work as hard as you have to.
You already did the hard work. I think it's just trying to tell me that I need to try a little bit harder.
I'm just ready for a nap. It's the Bird Show.
The Bird Show.